Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have AI, the anomaly, on the line with me. She's a female Christian hip-hop artist, but I'm going to let her explain more about who she is and what she's doing. So AI, let the people know what's going on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yes, like she said, this is AI, the anomaly. I'm a representative of God Over Money, the first woman artist on the label. I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to have the opportunity. Anytime it's extended to me, it's dope. I've been doing music for a while now. I just released a project called Souls Acrylic back in January. This will be my third official project, but the first project under the label of God Over Money. Been moving and shaking within CHH for, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years now, and I've been enjoying myself, you know, just being able to express myself through music, use it to ignite thought and expand perspectives in other people and just talk about real life. So, you know, just going to continue to do this in the ways in which God sees fit, and I'm just praying that I can steward whatever opportunities that I'm given the best way possible.
Amen. That's good. And we are still in Women's History Month, so I salute you and thank you for the contribution to Christian music and its total diversity. I am excited when I get to talk to artists who go outside of what many may think Christian music should sound like. So salute to you, AI. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And on top of that, you have a song that I love, and we're in Women's History Month, Grown Woman. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Grown Woman is an anthem that I felt that we as women needed. Mm-hmm. And I don't really feel as though there's enough music that showcases what it means, at least in my opinion, because everybody has their opinion,
right,
and I'm not
right.
knocking others. But for me, within my life and my perspective, I wanted to create a song in which it can demonstrate and showcase what womanhood is. And so I feel like womanhood, for me, is a woman whose foundation is of God, who takes care of their family, who is focused, who doesn't allow issues or circumstances to hold them back, who, if they fall, they get back up and they keep pushing, who doesn't allow calluses to stop them. And, you know, a grown woman who is either an entrepreneur, an artist, a wife, a single mom, a mother, married or whatever, who's just day-to-day hustle, have the grinding grit to make moves. So I wanted to create something that showcased that, and so that's what I did. You know, I wanted something that I feel a demographic of women could feel proud of and who could shout that out. I'm a grown woman. Respect me like a grown woman. You know, we're not to be looked at in a degrading way. I think we should be upheld and regarded and respected. And so that's why I created it.
Yeah, no. And you maintain most of those roles, a mother, a wife, entrepreneur. You're heavy in the arts. I was reading about your photography and your other artistic talents. You want to share with us about that?
Yes. So my everyday, I guess, well, everything is my everyday job. It's really my passion. So I have a company called Get Focused Productions. It's a media art company, and I do photography, film. I do a lot of curriculum designing and doing programs with youth. And then we give back to the next generation of creatives. So through mentorship or getting tools and resources for young people that need them in order to propel them into the spaces they want to go. For the majority of what I do is I teach youth and adults about this tool, this camera and the pen. So creative writing and visual art, you know, through photography and through film. And so I do that. But I'm also a curator. Like I curate art. I'm working on an exhibit now with Albright Knott.
Okay.
Art gallery. It's an international art institute. And so we're looking at different black artists who are dope. Their work represents something that can showcase what's happening within their life, within the culture. And so we're looking to put together an exhibit of all black artists. It's going to be really amazing. It's going to be in 2022.
Okay.
So I do that and, you know, just creating visual art that showcases local entrepreneurs. Like for the grown woman in the video, I highlight some local entrepreneurs in my city.
Wow.
Because I feel like it's needed.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. If we're just real, right? So what do we typically see out of women in the entertainment space? We see, like, just be real, Mm-hmm. We see women who are half-dressed, mm-hmm. Who talk a certain way that I, in my opinion, in my perspective, I mean, it's their choice.
Right.
But I feel like it does a disservice, in my opinion. I mean, mm-hmm. you have a choice to do what it is you're going to do. You got free will. But I think that the effects of that on little young girls that I wind up working with, it has a strong impact on them. So, like, my thing is, I work with youth that are in the detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
I work on with them. And one of the programs that I brought to the detention center was For the Love of Lyrics. So we look at hip-hop lyrics, and we identify the context within it to understand what the artist is trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is their end result or their call to action. And so through those sessions that I've done, a lot of students realize, like, oh, wow, like, this song is actually telling me that it's okay to have sex with multiple people.
Right.
It's okay to sell. It's okay to be in the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be a thief. It's okay to do these things in the name of empowerment or just living your life.
Right.
And then they're empowered in life. No, actually, it's not okay, because this is going to lead me to where I am now. And remember, I completely believe and agree with free will,
mm-hmm.
but you just have to understand impact. Your actions, your moves can impact other people, especially the next generation. And so I feel like it's my duty to create music that's going to show them an alternative.
Man, we need you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get real, real, because important.
It is very important, and I'm over 50, so growing up to the music that I used to hear to the music that I'm hearing now has blown my mind. I like when they hit it, you know, and you didn't understand it. You just was singing the song. And there's so many songs that when I got old, I was like, oh my God, that's what they was talking about. You know, you know, like, wow. Right. So there is a way to express yourself, and you're right. But we have to understand that, you know, this worldly system and that industry, that big machine that throws them so much money to walk around naked. You're talking about people who come from poverty level, and now all of a sudden you offering them hundreds of thousands of dollars. That influence is just, whoa, you know.
I have a strong passion and concern on how we're handling our next generation.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very imperative in time to understand our young people and where they come from and their minds. Their minds are shapeable and moldable.
Mm-hmm.
At a young age, I feel like it's important for us to come up with creative, engaging, relevant ways to engage them and show them alternatives, you know, because to be honest, you know, even as adults, it's very tempting or interesting to listen to certain music, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to engage in certain behaviors, you know,
right.
And it's very enticing. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So we could understand why young people would gravitate towards that way. So I guess for me, I'm doing everything that I can do to showcase an alternative, and which is why I created the song Grown Woman. My hope is, one, to encourage my age group,
mm-hmm.
for us to have to listen to and feel like, yes, like I can boldly listen
yes.
to this in my car,
yes,
ride with my windows and feel like it's not corny, it's not like super, you know, extra like positive,
right?
But it doesn't have that feel like, oh God, here they go,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's something that you can vibe to, whether you're on this side or on the other side, you know. I just wanted to give the community and the genre something that we could vibe to and feel connected to.
One thing for sure, you are dope. You have bars upon bars. Tell us a little bit more about the other singles you have.
I have a full-length project out called Soul's Acrylic.
Okay.
And Soul's Acrylic, the whole point behind it is that this is my soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My soul's painting, you know. And I look at my life as a blank canvas. And on the paint or, you know, what have you, are the experiences that I've gone through. And I'm using those experiences to collaborate with these tools, you know, this paintbrush, this pen, music, photography, film, to showcase who I am and what I represent on this canvas within this life that I was given.
Mm.
And so that's kind of how, like, Soul's Acrylic works. And so for the project, like, I went that deep. Because
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. I really take music in this art form serious. So mm-hmm. I went as deep as to create a color palette for my project. And every color represents something that's meaningful to me. So I have a color that my husband's color, you know, mm-hmm. Juju. I call him Juju. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she has a color, Bella. It's that fuchsia or that pink color. My son has a color on the project. My mother, who adopted me in her 50s and raised me, my sister, and my brother, she is the color on my project. She's the color of gold. And so, you know, these are all the colors that represent and make up who I am today. And I'm sharing it with everybody. And then what's cool is all of them are on my project in some kind of way. Like my son says something on there. My daughter does. My husband does. My mom. And everybody's represented because it was supposed to be this idea of here's this canvas that I present to the world. Mm-hmm. Or this exhibit of paintings, if you will. Your ears become the viewer or the listener to see or listen to each one of these portraits and hopefully be impacted by something that you hear or encouraged or enlightened in some kind of way. That's out, and Grown Woman is part of that exhibit, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a couple other singles like Relentless. Bizzle, the CEO of God Over Money, he's on there. It's a song that just relentless, you know, mm-hmm. you have to be relentless, especially during the time of the pandemic, the heavy time of the pandemic. It's like, yo, which way do I go? Like, I'm fearful. Right. I don't know what's going to happen. Losing jobs and not knowing what direction to go, and money is tight. And, you know, sometimes when everything is so loud, we forget to be quiet and listen for God. And he is the one that's always there, even though it feels like he is not. And so you have to be relentless within those circumstances. So that, and, you know, a couple of other singles, like this one called Preach. You
that's
know,
my where favorite. That is my favorite. That's the one I'm talking about when I'm like bars upon bars. That's the song I heard when I was like, oh, get her on the phone. Get her on the phone, please. Preach is fire, okay?
Like, thank you. Like a song like that is necessary.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? It is to be real. Like, mm-hmm. No, learn something, teach something, make a stack, take it, give it back. Like, that's my life. That's what I'm trying to do with it. And I'm just being real on there.
Right.
Like,
yo,
I'm with some real stuff. Like, yo, I'm sick of the idea that in order for a woman to make it within this space of hip hop, I have to drop a couple of articles of clothing. Like, come on, man, I don't have mm-hmm. to do that. And there are examples of women who don't have to do that. It's just unfortunate they don't get the same kind of shine in comparison to the ones who do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to keep pushing and showcasing like who I am and being authentic within this space and trying to represent for all the other little brown girls or even, you know, little white girls, any girls, you know, any demographic of girls, like, yo, like, there is an alternative, and you don't even have to do hip-hop. You could be a doctor.
Right.
You could be a lawyer. And then even beyond that, you could be, you know, an engineer, man, like, or be an artist, be a painter, be a creative writer, or be the best that you can be within whatever area in which you are passionate about. I just want that to be showcased, you know, because a lot of times we highlight these people that are on these entertainment platforms and we hold them as idols and gods. And really they're just human beings
mm-hmm.
with certain perspectives trying to live their life just like we are.
Right. I totally agree with you. And you're so astute with the arts and you have so much passion. Give us a little background because you went to good schools to be where you at now. So I don't want people to think you some hip hop artist and, you know, you're just passionate.
Oh,
you're skilled and versed.
Yes. So because of this art form and I grew into loving it so much that I pursued it educationally, I guess, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Buffalo State and I studied English. I received an English degree there. Prior to that, I went to ECC. I got my arts and humanities degree. And then I continued on at Buff State and earned my master's in science and education with a focus on educational technology, and which is why within my business, I go so hard with curriculum building through arts and education. So I infuse digital technology into the programs that I design for young people to learn from and to gain those skills, but also soft skills. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, yeah, I teach photography and I talk about the camera, but those are just tools.
Right.
Those are the tools to allow these young people to understand teamwork, you know, collaborative thinking, problem solving. You know, yeah, we got the camera, you know, we put on exhibits. I teach young people how to think on a bigger scale.
So right.
They work together in teams and we have different projects and they have to really learn how to trust each other. They have to learn how to problem solve together and also take constructive criticism. I teach them that criticism is not to harm, it's to help.
Right.
You're helping one another. And so you have to offer up solutions. So if you're looking at a photo from your peer, you don't just say, oh, that photo's trash. No. You talk about the things that are positive about the photo. You got to pinpoint something. And then what is it that you feel doesn't work? So, oh, it's too blurry. Okay, so right. Offer up a solution. Well, maybe if you hold your camera a little still, maybe you'll get a more clearer photo or clearer image. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just walking them through those tactics because they're going to need them when they get older. They're
right.
going to become adults and they need those skills, those soft skills, in order to be successful. So really, the camera and the pen, those are the tools that I use to teach. But underneath all of that, these kids are getting some soft skills that are imperative for their career exploration and future. Yeah, I'm pretty educated.
Yeah, no, we're saluting you. So this is your salute. This is from Urban
Thank
Buzz
you.
Mag and WKPS Radio. We honor you, woman of God. We honor you. And so this is why this is so important. That's why I had to tap that in. I want full clarity that, because they'll listen to preach and be like, oh my goodness. But no. She's educated. Okay.
Right.
She just got bars.
Yeah. And it's something that people should understand is that with that English degree, like that was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned how to, I don't want to say master.
Say
because
it.
Because there's always areas
yeah.
of improvement. Areas of improvement, but I've really learned how to be tactful in speech.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to use the words wisely to frame up a story or to frame up an idea so that someone can understand it and engage in it. So for preach, yeah, it's hard. It's hard, but if you break down those words, you'll understand the process of thinking and the process to get you to that. Really, that first verse was almost like pulling you in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to pull you
mm-hmm.
in real quick. If you notice the transition between the first verse and the second verse, I say, do I have your attention now?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Then that second verse is really what I want to say. It's really where I need you to be and to start thinking and understanding and to make the point. It's just like when writing an article or an essay, you have your introduction, your body, and your conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I approach writing within hip-hop as well. It's like, okay, what do I do to get people engaged immediately in the track? What can I say? You know, this one term is called in medias res,
mm-hmm.
which means in the middle of things or in the midst of things. And typically, like when you open up a book, that first page or that first chapter,
mm-hmm.
that first line, if it's in medias res or in the middle of things, it's going to pull you in.
Right.
You know, if you read it and it's like, oh, shoot, you in the middle of a car crash
mm-hmm.
on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going on.
Right.
So I take those same skills that I learned within my educational space at Buff State, and I applied it to my writing process within hip hop. And then I apply it to the curriculums that I teach young people to do the very same thing. Be intentional with your words, focused and driven, and have a goal with your writing. Don't write just because you want somebody to vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Write with intentionality and with a purpose of wanting them to expand their perspective.
Ooh, man, you are dropping jewels. And lastly, she's no slouch to the struggle of what goes on. You said you work with children, and some have been in detention centers, and you totally can relate
yep.
to that. And if you want to speak briefly about that, you can.
I mean, thank God that I didn't get placed in a detention center, but man, oh man, I probably should have. My biological mother had an addiction, mm-hmm. you know, and she died when I was 3, and we were placed in a foster care, but we were adopted by a very strong-minded individual and a beautiful Black woman who really enforced a lot into our lives. But at the same time, growing up, I had a very hard time expressing myself. I was very rebellious. I got kicked out of a school, had to go to an alternative school, and just had a really tough time. And it was the arts and education programming that really helped me find my path and find my purpose and got me to where I am today, which is why I go so hard for young people and I advocate for them. And I built a career off of creating opportunities for them. Mm. That's why I go into these detention centers. That's why I go into these schools. That's why, you know, I did a collaboration with an organization that houses foster girls who have children. And we did a whole project in a series where we did a photo exhibit. So I taught them the basics of photography, and then they did a photo exhibit based on individuals in the community who were once foster children but grew up and were successful. Wow. So the young girls that were in the organization took photos of people who were foster care system but who were successful, and it really empowered them. Mm-hmm. You know, so all I'm trying to do is take the pain, the passion, and push the purpose. Mm. You know, it was cool losing my mother at a young age. I didn't understand it then, like what that did to me internally.
Right.
I didn't see my now back then. But once I identified, like, oh, this is why I'm here. Well, let me go all in with it. Let me pray, push, persevere through whatever, mm-hmm. and let me continue to do it. Yo, when people identify what their purpose is, there's freedom in it.
Right.
There's so much freedom in it. So I live within that freedom, and I don't ever want to let go.
I keep saying lastly, but it's you're such a body of work. I can't help myself. How did you build your relationship with the Lord?
My relationship with God began when I was at a young age. My adoptive mother was heavy in the church, mm-hmm. and we went to a Koja church. He felt it was very important for us to continue to be part of church, and you know, I love God.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to please God. I think as time went on, probably like in my teens, I began to feel as though I didn't have the ability to please God because I felt like I couldn't be perfect.
Right.
And so I drew away from it, and then you know, I got into a lot of foolishness, a lot of dark times in my life, uh-huh. and that led me to getting pregnant. And when I got pregnant, I made a decision, like, yo, I can't be a mother for this child the best way I can possibly be without the one that I knew would never change. And so I needed that standard and that source in my life. So I right. chose to follow God at that point. And my son is 13 now. And so ever since then, I've been all in for God.
Amen. Amen. Now, when are you going to do your biopic? Because you need to film and everything. I was reading. I was like, oh, we got to do a movie. This right here. This is a story need to be told. This is a story need to be told. Now tell me. Just tell me when you're going to do it. Call me, please. I would like to take part, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Well, let us know your website and your social tags, your social media tags.
Absolutely. So my website is AIVAnomaly.com. And my social tag is AIVAnomaly. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, you know, all of those things. And, you know, join the journey is what I like to say.
All right. And we will do just that. Thank you, AI, for taking time. And we appreciate you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So keep us in the loop as you continue to prosper and grow in your journey.
No doubt. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate this opportunity of coming on here. I appreciate the platform. I appreciate you sharing it with me. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.